The newly released 2010 census data shows that Detroit's population is now 713,777. That's a 25% drop from 10 years ago. The Motor City now has the same number of residents as it did 100 years ago before the auto boom. People have been leaving in search of better schools and safer neighborhoods and an economy that's not one of the worst in the country. For more, I'm joined by Sarah Hewlett, who covers the city of Detroit for Michigan Radio. Thanks for being with us.
Hi, good to be here.
So I guess the first thing is this a surprise? What's the public's reaction?
It's not a surprise that the numbers have dropped. We were expecting that. What is a surprise, I think, to a lot of people is just how steep the drop has been. That's a person leaving every 22 minutes. And so there is going to be a challenge. The mayor has said that he will launch a challenge. That's to be expected. That's what happened in the last census. And the government went back and added 50,000 to the 2000 count. They're hoping to get over 750,000. That's kind of a psychological marker, but it's also obviously money. There's money tied to every person who's counted.
So how much money is at stake here for Mayor Bing?
It's a lot of money. I know he said yesterday $10,000 a person over 10 years. So that adds up really quickly.
And so there have been several efforts underway. There's the, I think, Live Midtown project. The mm-hmm. police department there has tried to say, all of you cops that live in the suburbs, come back into the cities and we'll help you subsidize some of this. Mm-hmm. Is this paying off?
It's too early to tell. The Live Midtown initiative has just started. That's with the university that's in Midtown and a couple of large health systems. The program that you mentioned with the police officers has just gotten off the ground. What I'm hearing is that the numbers aren't huge. I mean, it takes a certain kind of person to want to live in the city with the schools the way they are. So we're just going to have to see how that plays out.
And we should point out that Detroit isn't alone in this. I think St. Louis and Cleveland, there's other Midwestern cities that are experiencing a flight as well, right?
Yeah, but I don't think any are as steep as Detroit has seen.
Right, and one of the demographers that's quoted in a few articles today, Kurt Metzger, says he expects this to fall further.
Yeah, and that's what the mayor and the city is working on, is stemming the tide here. There are people who talk about, you know, rebuilding Detroit and getting people to move back in the city, and what he is saying is that we've got to stop the hemorrhaging. That is part of what his Detroit Works project is all about. He's basically saying, do you want a big, broke city, or do you want a small and thriving city? The trick is, you know, we're now in league with cities like Boston and Portland, but Detroit's huge. It's 140 square miles. You could get almost three Bostons into that land area. So that's the challenge.
Sarah Hewlett from Michigan Radio, thanks so much for your time.
Thanks.
This is The Rundown. I'm Hari Srinivasan. Stay with us.